Welcome back to Second and Short. It is Monday, March 10th, 2025. NFL free agency, offseason, whatever you want to call it. It's actually underway on Wednesday afternoon, this coming Wednesday. The floodgates have opened. The floodgates have opened, especially just today. Tonight, really. The last like 2 hours have been ridiculous. We are deep in the weeds of, it's an unbelievably eventful start to this NFL offseason. Meanwhile, MLB season, just 2.5 weeks away. A little bit less if you think that the Japan series is going to be the beginning of the season. It's not. It's not opening day, but it's still regular season baseball. We got a lot going on. I mean, so many things have just flown off the rails these last couple of days with the NFL that we're going to be covering. So we're going to go over some of the news that has already happened. We're going to give some predictions for free agency for the guys that still can't sign until Wednesday. And then we're going to do our NL Central preview to wrap things up as well. NL Central is definitely a contender for the worst division in baseball. We'll say that for sure.
Both Centrals.
Yeah.
And MLB.
AL Central's fun, though. They're frisky. Yeah. Like, last season, it was a fantastic division.
I guess AL West is pretty.
Yeah. I said that with me and Luke on Friday's episode for the AL West. It's either going to be a hell of a race to the finish line,
really,
or
between two teams only, though.
I think Mariners, Rangers, Astros can all be in the conversation.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into that right now. What we are going to talk about is that this Wednesday, an hour before free agency opens at 4. At 3 p.m., come right back here to the YouTube because I'm dropping Mock Draft 1. My Mock Draft 1 is coming out on Wednesday. I'm making the cutoff for any changes to my Mock Draft Monday night. That's when I'm recording the video. That's when I'll make the graphic.
He said he's going perfect, so I don't...
We'll see.
I don't believe
we'll
it.
We'll see. Hey, I've been studying. I've been a bookworm when it comes to the NFL draft this year, so...
We'll have a competition between us three to see who
gets
the most
right. Yeah, go off accuracy, for sure.
Definitely.
That'll be Ethan's job during the draft special. Ethan on the ones and twos today.
Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna have like my mock draft up for every draft. Be like, okay.
So I'll have the full breakdown video on YouTube. Don't know how long that'll be. Probably like a 20-25 minute video. And then I'll also have the graphics for my mock draft going up on Instagram and TikTok, so you guys can check that out too. But make sure you're subscribed here on YouTube. Turn on post notifications. Give a like on this video. Go ahead and comment your NL Central standings predictions for this year. And make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok. Stay up to date with that stuff. And join the Second and Short subreddit, r/2ndandshort. I haven't said it yet, but Colin's, of course, here with us, as you can see.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Shout out to Nathan. His mouth hurts, I guess.
My tooth hurts.
Yeah. We got NFL offseason news, free agency predictions, and NL Central today. Let's go ahead and get into this NFL offseason news because it's been... we're going to go ahead and just go straight into
this.
Let's
start with the best thing that got posted.
Xavier Worthy?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best thing. I think it's weird because
You can't
the
start...
social media reaction was super weird, and it still is.
Listen, you can't start the offseason without a Kansas City player getting arrested.
That's a good point. I mean, I saw a great TikTok that was like Kansas City player. No, it's like Kansas City players as soon as the offseason starts, and it's just like a guy in GTA just hitting every single person on the street.
Dude, I saw one where it's like all like the Kansas City mugshots from players who got arrested, and I'm just like...
It's like them and the Ravens. Yeah, it's them and the Ravens.
It was two pages.
Yeah. So Xavier Worthy was arrested on Saturday morning on a felony domestic violence charge. He was accused of, I believe, strangling or restraining somebody's ability to breathe, I think is what they said in the claim. But then on Saturday night, the authorities declined to press charges against Xavier Worthy. So he didn't do it, maybe? I don't know. It's obviously all just up in the air now.
That are just not enough evidence after it. He said, she said.
A lot of people saying potentially false accusations to try and get back at him for something.
Trying to get money.
Not fun to deal with. So, I'm not going to run out and just like say like we got to apologize to Xavier Worthy yet.
I'm still going to draft him in fantasy.
Yeah, but, you know, something else could come out of this. It's just that the particular police department said that there was not enough there for them to want to do the investigation. So somebody else could do it, technically.
It's probably someone who had a lot of money on them winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They lost. And I mean, like, you know, there's still a need for wide receiver in Kansas City. And I mean, we're going to talk about the fact they brought back Hollywood Brown later, but having Xavier Worthy is extremely important when, you know, Rashee Rice is still up in the air too.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't, like, tried to target some of, like, the
Free agent. You can't sign any free agents yet, so you kind of have to hold
trading,
out.
Trading, like...
Yeah, you could definitely go out for a trade, but the only guys that have been getting signed are either guys that are re-signing with their team because they're allowed to do that now, or it's guys that got released prior to the league year starting, like Davante Adams and a couple
others. Sure they were going to go after Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I thought they would too, but the Texans were smart and went out and traded for him instead of letting the Jags cut him.
With all their injuries, yep. Wow.
That's like the opposite.
Yeah, with all their injuries, it's smart.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Okay, well, let's get into some of these players that got released. And we'll start off with the Jaguars releasing Evan Ingram.
Yeah, they're rebuilding.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you brought in a brand new coach, a brand new GM, and you, I think in like... What, the first week that, what's his name, James Gladstone, I think is the new Rams GM. They freed up like $60 million in cap space. They have like the seventh most cap space in the league now. In his first week as the GM, a big part of that was cutting Evan Ingram. We're going to talk about Evan Ingram's prediction now. Well, not now, but later in the episode when we talk about our free agent predictions, but... This move by the Jags makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Evan Ingram, obviously getting up there in age, he's going to want to get paid. They don't want to pay him because you really just don't know if the production's really still going to be there. And they're clearly kind of hitting a soft reset and trying to build around Trevor again.
Everybody should be on the chopping block besides Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, Lawrence should be under pressure, but they already paid him. Yeah, that's the problem.
They paid him way too early.
Oh, yeah, and too much.
Everybody should be on... Like the hot seat besides BTJ.
And Josh Allen. Yeah. Josh Hines Allen. Yeah.
But like those two.
Yeah, that's it.
Everyone else.
I agree. A lot of changes are going to happen in Jacksonville.
Maybe Tank. Maybe keep Tank for
the moment. Yeah, and he's young. He's on a rookie deal.
Etienne. Bro, how is he not one of the ones that was released?
I don't know. I really don't know. The Commanders released Jonathan Allen. That one's a big cap space move as well. But he was also just unhappy. You could tell.
Yeah.
There was rumors of him getting a trade. Then they end up releasing him. So it seems like they weren't liking their trade options. He was a rumored part of the Deebo Samuel trade initially, and then they ended up going for the draft pick. But
I think for the most part, they're trying to keep that team young.
Yes. Yeah, and I think they're going to go defense heavy in this draft for sure. So you can kind of expect that, you know, a move like this is just to kind of freshen things up again.
Yeah.
The Chargers released Gus Edwards. That one's not a big deal. I just threw it in here because they are going to need a running back. I believe J.K. Dobbins is also a free agent. I could be wrong about that. Ethan, if you could fact check me on that one.
Knowing Harbaugh is going to draft like Donovan Edwards in like the sixth round.
that's a good point. And this is a fantastic running back class. So, like,
there's
so
much depth.
Most teams probably aren't that worried about keeping a running back two for sure. I mean, obviously, if you have a real running back one, you want to keep him. But a lot of teams probably aren't that concerned about running back twos this year. He is a free agent.
If you're the Chargers, what position are you going first round?
Tune in on Wednesday. You'll find out.
Ah.
Wow. Let's just say I've never gotten the Chargers. Actually, no, I got the Chargers right last year. I think I had them taking Joe Alt. The year before, did not have it right.
Everybody had them taking Joe Alt.
2 years ago, I had them drafting Bijan Robinson at like 26.
Who did they take? Is that when they took Quentin?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's when they took Quentin Johnston.
Ugh.
Yeah. They would have been better off trading all the way up with the Falcons to get Bijan.
He was a first rounder?
I think so. He might have dropped to the second. Did they get a Quentin? Yeah, 2023 draft. We'll keep moving down the list while we, Quentin Johnston. Yeah, the Bills are releasing Von Miller, so they free up $8.4 million in cap space, but they already have said that they're open to bringing him back on a smaller deal.
Yeah,
which I would definitely expect them to do.
That's a locker room guy, bro.
Oh yeah,
also an 8-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, you can't trade that veteran presence for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that kind of guy, Super Bowl MVP, like, you just don't give up on that.
And he still plays to a high level.
Yeah.
Even though he's, like...
And if you use him rotationally, I mean, you're going to get good production out of him still. Lions are releasing Za'Darius Smith, another kind of older edge rusher. He had 9 sacks last season for the Lions, which is fantastic.
Yeah, he did not play bad at all.
No, I think the biggest thing about them getting rid of him is that they're probably going to go for a new, younger guy on the defensive line in the draft anyways, and obviously Hutch is still going to be hurt at the beginning of the year most likely, but he'll be back soon.
Za'Darius Smith is like a filler for Hutch.
Definitely.
And all other 10 guys that got hurt.
Yeah, so we had a ton of signings and extensions because that window kind of opened up in the last couple of days. The most out-of-the-blue one that really makes no sense, it makes sense for sure. The timing is kind of surprising, is that the Bills and Josh Allen agreed to a record-setting 6-year, $230 million. I thought it was $330 million, Ethan. I think that was a typo. Yeah, 6-year, $330 million extension, $250 million of that guaranteed. I believe he's still got 4 years on his deal. So he's got 4 years still on his deal. So he's locked up for the next 10 years.
I mean, good.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. And locking him up on, yes, right now, that is a record-setting extension. But in 10 years, he's going to be underpaid. I mean, like, that's the kind of thing you do here when you set yourself up for the future like that with a quarterback like Josh Allen.
I can't see the Bills having anybody else besides Josh Allen quarterback.
No, like, what? Jim Kelly, yeah. But, like down the road, it's like weird to imagine Josh Allen anywhere else, too. Like, it's weird to imagine, like, the Bills moving on from him at any point. It's weird to imagine him leaving the Bills. With how his career has started.
Yeah. I can't see him anywhere else besides Buffalo.
No, not at all. This is a guy who I was certainly hoping to see him somewhere else. But
like the red and black?
Yeah, maybe red and black. But the Browns and Myles Garrett agreed to a 4-year, $205 million extension. So he's going to be under contract for 6 years, $40 million a year, no trade clause in there. Interesting thing about this is that Myles Garrett publicly came out and said he was requesting a trade. And the whole time, all the way through, the Browns said, we're not trading him. They were not listening to anybody's calls. They knew that they could get a deal done, and they did. And by getting a deal done, I mean, they saw that Max Crosby got $35 million a year and then beat it by $5 million a year. That's insane.
Yeah, why not just go 36?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But look, Myles Garrett knows what he's worth. I mean, he's a former number one overall pick. He's trying to make his way to Canton. Like, that's the kind of sights that Myles Garrett has. What did we just get, Ethan? What do we got?
Falcons and Jake Matthews on a 2-year, $45 million extension.
Wonderful move. Great work, Terry.
All right, we're gonna quote me and Grayson's little conversation about this Myles Garrett. Okay. Earlier,
yeah,
I got to scroll up a little bit. It was we started texting for a while.
Yeah, there. We were texting a lot.
Okay,
really. Wow.
Myles Garrett staying in Cleveland, $40 million per year through 2030, and then I said, "Poor guy." Bryson goes, "Actually, he's the opposite of poor."
Yep.
Sorry, rich guy who will cry after every game because he is sad that and he will never go to the playoffs again.
But Mike did have a good line about crying after every game.
I dry my tears with $2 million each game.
Yeah, I mean, look, this deal already goes ahead and usurps Max Crosby as the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So now Myles Garrett has set that mark at $40 million a year. So Garrett, Crosby, they've been paid. Within the next calendar year, probably, Trey Hendrickson has to get paid, TJ Watt has to get paid, Micah Parsons, and Aiden Hutchinson.
At least one of those will be a Falcon, right?
No, probably not. We'll probably still be like wishing that a second round pick pans out.
No, we're just, all right. Matthew Judon, please.
God, no. I'm so done.
Get that man out of
here. Yeah, he might get cut.
him and Justin Simmons, honestly, get him out.
Yeah, Justin Simmons is questionable, but yeah, TJ Watt, I'm just going to keep saying this till it comes true. TJ Watt will be a Patriot. Just feels right. TJ Watt to the Patriots. Seems right. Yeah, Braves would... Oh, dude, he'd eat that shit up. Next thing. Big one that came through in the last couple hours. Rams signing Davante Adams to a 2-year, $46 million deal.
It.
Okay. Question. Washed? Question mark?
No.
Okay, we're not gonna play. What's the song called? Is it called Outstanding? I added it to my Apple Music. Anybody out there that watches sports edits on TikTok, shout out. Yeah, Outstanding by the Gap Band. Why are they playing that shit in Taco Bell?
Not washed. He just had a washed quarterback last year.
It's both quarterbacks were bad that he had last year. Well, I guess I think he had two different quarterbacks in Vegas and then bad quarterback in New York. I like this. I mean, now he is going to play with a aging quarterback again.
Yeah, but Matthew Stafford, as of right now, is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's just, I'm interested to see how he fits in the offense because it's Puka's offense.
Yeah.
Well, Puka and Kyron Williams, I guess. But in the receiving game, it's about Puka. That's why Cooper Kupp is gone.
It's like, also better OC, better coaches in general.
I agree.
That is going to help him get the ball more.
Yeah. I think they're going to have a really good plan set forth. And it's also, this is a kind of offense where it's already set up to be successful without Devontae Adams in it.
Yeah.
It was successful at times without Kupp, without Nacua, even without like Kyron Williams at times. But when Kyron Williams is healthy, the offense is just naturally going to flow through him because he's that kind of running back. You can't discount that.
Where he needs at least 20 touches a game.
Exactly. So Devontae Adams is just going to have to live with like 8 targets every now and then or 6 targets.
I think he's perfectly okay with that.
I think he should be, but he's kind of proven that everywhere he goes, if he's not getting the ball, he's going to complain about it. And that's a problem. That's the real problem for me. But I like the Rams going out and just immediately adding to this receiving core.
Yeah.
Don't leave it up to like, are they going to get one in the draft? Is this a good wide receiver class? Because I don't really think it is. It's just really odd.
I think they can like get like a late, like a fifth or a sixth round wide receiver.
Probably.
I think they need to focus on like third or fourth round, get a tight end.
Yeah. Yeah. Higbee's not really cutting it.
Yeah. Parkinson, I mean, we saw.
Yeah, and this is a great tight end class. So that's
so
another reason.
Tight ends, bro.
Yeah, second round, you're getting a week one starter.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Try to find you a Brock Bowers in the rough.
Yeah, speaking of tight ends, this is a team who, when I was initially writing my mock draft, which has drastically changed since I started writing it last week, I had the Bengals taking a tight end. Well, they just decided, let's squash the rumors. And re-signed both Tanner Hudson and Mike Gesicki.
Oh, so, man, does that mean Drew Sample's gone?
I think he's been gone.
No.
I think so. I think Drew Sample's long gone in
Gesicki,
Cincinnati.
I can understand. Tanner Hudson, I'm sort of like, it's like...
Just there.
Must be a good locker room guy.
Yeah, and like Gesicki had a good season, so I like that.
Good end of the season.
Yeah, yeah, I like Gesicki. And of course, obviously, you still have Jamar and T. Higgins and Chase Brown, so everything else works itself out.
T. Higgins just loves to get franchise tagged.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. Crazy. The Vikings re-signing Aaron Jones. Love this move by them. Getting out in front of it. Don't let him test the market. 2 years, $20 million. You're not paying him that much. I like it.
Someone said they wanted Aaron Jones on the Raiders.
Yeah, me. I said that would have been a great signing for the Raiders, but...
Like 2 hours before this happened?
Yeah, literally not that long. I can pull up the timestamps. But yeah, I it's a great move by the Vikings. I wish he would have gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because, like, I still don't know what's going to happen with J.J. McCarthy. I mean, don't forget that that's going to be the scenario next year. It already looks like the Vikings aren't bringing back Sam Darnold. So, it's just, I don't know. It's
Yeah, where the fuck's he going?
Well, that's one of those things you're gonna be tuning in for the rest of this podcast, because we're going to be talking about Sam Darnold.
Man, it's just gatekeeping this whole fucking episode.
I'm not gatekeeping. We're literally going to talk about it in like 15 minutes max.
Ethan, start the timer.
Shit, I just go right past.
Don't worry about the fucking time.
12:08 p.m. So 9 hours ago.
Damn.
Yeah. So I like that move. Aaron Jones, great pickup. And then you also don't have to worry about drafting a guy. I mean, I had some people saying that like Omarion Hampton maybe to them in the first round, but
I don't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Omarion Hampton might sneak into the first round.
No, like, he's good.
Yeah.
I just don't like his fit with the Vikings.
That's fair.
I'm like a DJ Giddens kind of guy.
Interesting. That'd be a late pick, though. That'd probably third round.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind it. I'm a DJ Giddens fan, for sure. For sure. We're going to definitely be doing a lot of draft talk with running backs,
too. I can't
wait. Honestly, I was thinking we might just scrap the quarterback tier list and just do a running back tier list.
Fuck yeah.
Because the quarterbacks... I mean,
yeah,
everybody's going to the XFL from this class. There's no, there might not be an S tier.
You see another, I don't know if this was like true or not, just because there's a lot of fake shit on the internet.
Yeah, that's
another NFL team calling Shadur unprofessional during the interview.
No, I think that's real. I think that's just real.
I want them to say what team it was. That would be awesome.
I would love to know what team it is, but I'm not surprised. It might. No, nah, dude, they got Hard Knocks off. Instead of anybody doing Hard Knocks off season this year, they just gave it to the UNC. Right? What? They're just not doing it with UNC now?
I wish they would make like a documentary like on like throughout the whole draft. Like, you know, you take your top prospects.
Well, yeah.
Like draft day, like the movie Draft Day, yeah, turn that into a documentary.
Well, so I think NFL Films is doing ones where they're following a couple of the draft prospects called like Road to Green Bay or whatever.
It's
Dylan Gabriel. Somebody else.
Luther Burden.
Oh, yeah. I love Luther. I love the Luther Burden one.
But
I can't remember the other one. It's a defensive player. Is it?
I don't like Walter Nolan. I don't like the Dylan Gabriel. I'd rather them do Jackson Dart. I feel like that'd be a better one.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Because don't take like the super high profile guys. Like the man was in the Heisman contention and everything like that.
Yeah, Luther Burden.
That makes sense. He was highly, was it rated talented going into the season?
Yeah.
And then fucking fell off.
Yeah, it didn't help that Brady Cook was like all over the place.
Horrible.
Yeah. Back to what we were actually talking about. The Commanders re-signed Zach Ertz to a 1-year deal. Fantastic move right there.
That guy's like
one gotta of
the,
do it.
Like he, I will say, like Jaden Daniels, awesome. Zach Ertz, one of the main reasons they made it as far as they did.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, so many big moments from him. And speaking of teams just staying loyal to their veteran guys, the Buccaneers re-signing Lavonte David to a 1-year, $10 million
deal.
Get
that man out of the NFC or South. Sorry.
Yeah, please. I'm so tired of going up against Lavonte David twice a year.
He scares me.
Yeah. Another big linebacker signing. The Seahawks and Ernest Jones agree on a 3-year, $33 million extension. He's been just solid. Solid in Seattle, and they need everything that
he
can get.
Too bad no one else on the defense is solid besides Tariq.
Yeah, that's a brutal place to be right now, I would say. Seattle, not great. You got the Bills and Greg Russo agreeing on a 4-year, $80 million extension.
That's good.
Great move right there. Elite pass rusher. Little offensive line move. The Ravens re-signing Ronnie Stanley, one of the best left tackles in the league. So 3 years, $60 million. Chiefs, two good re-signings in my opinion. They re-signed Hollywood Brown to a 1-year, $11 million deal, which I like. I want to give him a shot.
Yeah, give him a full season.
Yeah, give him a full season. And then they also re-signed Nick Bolton, 3 years, $45 million, which I love.
I wanted him to go somewhere else just because he's that good of a player.
He is so good, but, man, you can't pass up the opportunity to bring him back. And then the Bengals re-signed Cody Ford to a 2-year deal. Shout out, Cody.
Yeah, I was about to say, Cody, before he just said that, I didn't know who you were.
You don't know Cody Ford?
No.
He's the guy that was dating Tiana Robillard. I don't know.
I thought his name was like Chase something, so that's my bad.
Nah, Cody Ford. Shout out, Cody.
Shout out, Cody.
City boys. All right.
Turn your mic off.
It's off. Nobody heard that. Okay. A couple of trades to talk about. Seahawks trade Geno Smith to the Raiders for a 3rd-round pick. Still 1 year left on Geno's deal. We knew this was coming. They couldn't come to an agreement on an extension.
Yeah, but to the Raiders?
I didn't know about the Raiders. I knew that Geno was probably going to be out of Seattle or at least replaced. I mean, even before we knew that Geno wasn't agreeing to an extension, people thought they were going to draft a quarterback.
I was waiting to see New York do the most New York thing and try to bring Geno back.
That would be funny.
To the Jets.
I mean, the Jets still have the opportunity to bring back Sam Darnold.
I don't see that.
No, I don't either. But yeah, I think Geno to the Raiders makes sense. Obviously, Pete Carroll's the head coach now, so they're going to reunite. And it definitely fits the mold of what it seems like they're going in that direction for. I talked about this a lot when I graded the head coaching move, is that they're looking for right now instant impact, create a culture, and build a bunch of other guys around it and build this infrastructure for a winning franchise. This franchise has been awful for years. I mean, Oakland, Vegas, didn't matter. They were bad. And this is how you change the tides. This is you bring in a veteran quarterback, you bring in an experienced head coach.
Someone who can get the ball to Brock Bowers.
Exactly. And Geno can do that sometimes. Sometimes. Just don't throw downfield. When he starts throwing downfield, that's when things get messy. And the guy that it was getting messy with was DK Metcalf, who was traded to the Steelers for a 2nd-round pick. DK, with Geno Smith not getting the extension. Hold on, Ethan. 1 second. With DK not getting the extension, or sorry, with Geno not getting the extension, Tyler Lockett got cut. In the midst of all that, DK requests a trade. Makes sense. And a second round pick for DK to the Steelers, and then they immediately extend him 5 years, 150. Insane move right there by the Steelers. You needed that so badly.
If I'm a DB, I hate to play the Steelers right now.
Oh my God, bro. You were going to get like actually beat to shit. I mean, George Pickens and DK Metcalf will just literally beat the hell out of you.
Oh my. If it's a run play, bro, I'm just like running the other way.
What are the odds that two, like both of them get suspended this next season?
Probably very high.
All right, what do you got, Ethan?
Breaking news out of the MLB.
Oh.
Gerrit Cole has been recommended for Tommy John surgery.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to contain my happiness. I mean,
Wow.
I didn't mean it like that. I mean,
Luke. Like should we?
Luke, I'm sorry, man. It sucks.
I'll call Luke. Yeah, I'll get him on the line.
Don't worry. You got Max Fried. This is probably going to be the year he wins Cy Young.
Probably. Let's see. We can also get his DK Metcalf reaction as well, which he said some crazy shit over text. I'll let him. Hey, did you see the Gerrit Cole news? We're live on the podcast as well. You're live to tape.
Should we put him on speaker?
Yeah.
No, I've not seen the Gerrit Cole news. I'm actually driving back from picking up a pizza.
Okay. Oh. Well, hold the steering wheel tight. Watch out for trees and light poles.
Okay.
Gerrit Cole has been recommended for Tommy John surgery.
Oh.
But you got DK Metcalf.
Yeah, you got DK.
Oh, we got DK.
Yeah, so it evens out for you. Other Yankees fans, not so much.
Yeah.
So is the season over? Are we calling it?
No, y'all no, got Cy Young winner Max Fried.
And also, there's so many new additions to the bullpen and to the lineup that I don't think you can just call it off a Cole.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. It's obviously going to suck to be missing a Cy Young pitcher, but I like your optimism.
Yeah, that's a big bummer.
Last place.
Oh, well, thank you for joining the show today.
What kind of pizza did you get?
Yeah, what kind of pizza?
Like and subscribe, turn on post notifications.
He knows the drill.
All that good stuff.
What kind of pizza?
It's like a cheese lovers from Pepino's in Athens. I've never tried it before.
What the hell is cheese lovers?
Is it like
three
different cheeses with cheese stuffed crust?
I can't really all remember what it had, but it looked pretty good. It was nice and white.
All right. Yeah, I think we're going to leave it there. But thank you for joining us, Luke. It was a pleasure.
From Pepino's.
And you guys can see Luke on Friday's episodes of the podcast.
Yep. All right. I can't wait for it.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye, Luke.
That was Luke, and that was his take on Gerrit Cole and his injury, and
his
DK Metcalf.
His lover's pizza.
Cheese lover's pizza. That sounds crazy.
I gotta look this up.
But yeah. Okay, I think that's everything we've got to cover, so I think we're going to go ahead and move on to our next segment. All right, free agency predictions, starting off with a big one. I mean, it's probably the biggest free agent quarterback, Sam Darnold. Very hot topic of conversation. I think there's a lot of teams he could go to. Top three destinations, in my opinion. The Giants, which I think is probably the least likely of the bunch, just because I don't know if he wants to go back to New York.
No.
New York media didn't treat him very well. Seattle, which is now opened up with Geno getting traded.
That might be like a favorite.
I think so. And then the Browns as well, if they don't want to draft a quarterback at the top.
You don't think the Vikings might try to negotiate a deal to re-sign him?
So they could have re-signed him if they wanted to already.
Okay.
I think that's the reason. Like, a lot of people are saying they're not planning on re-signing him because they haven't already done it.
So they're taking a risk by making sure J.J. McCarthy's
100%. Yeah. Yeah, they're buying in on J.J.
What if he's just a shit show, dumpster fire, worst draft quarterback, bless you, that we've ever seen?
Then, I mean, you're going to be in the same position they were last year when they were coming in the season. So not much changes, I guess. But I think they're pretty confident in JJ. I mean, he was good in the preseason before he got hurt, so that's at least a good part. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what the Vikings do. But Sam Darnold, I don't know if I'm supposed to believe in it just yet. I don't know.
You think it was like a fluke?
Maybe. Or I think it also has to do with, like, it's an extremely talented team. I mean, they had a great O-line for most of the year.
Their defense played outstanding last year.
Yeah, their defense was unbelievable. And Aaron Jones started all 17 games. He was banged up for a couple of them, but he started all 17, rushed for over like 1,100 yards. Justin Jefferson played like just outstanding when he was on the field.
Jordan Addison decided to be like not human for a couple games.
Yeah, for a couple games. You had, you know, Johnny Munt was scoring touchdowns. I mean, dude, they were doing everything. To put points on the board.
Fucking Naylor.
Yeah, Jalen Naylor went on a crazy touchdown streak to start the year. Like, it was unbelievable what we were seeing out of the Vikings offense. And I don't know if that was because of Darnold or just because they're a talented team.
Automatic hit for over any time touchdown, any time touchdown.
Yeah, maybe Sam Darnold's a system quarterback. I think that would make a lot of sense, actually.
Maybe him and O'Connell just click.
But maybe Sam Darnold goes to one of these three teams I just said, the Giants, Seahawks, Browns, which are significantly less talented.
No shot he's going to Cleveland.
I don't know. He might.
No.
It just depends on what the Titans do in the draft. I mean, if you're the Browns and you're under the impression that the Titans are actually going to draft Cam Ward at number one, why not just draft Travis Hunter and sign Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I'm at. So the Browns, I think, should keep their options open, especially since you just paid... Since you just paid Myles Garrett, that definitely also changes things a lot.
You think Sam's going to be asking for too much, though?
That could be the problem, is that they just signed Myles Garrett. Maybe
he's
they
like,
can't.
Oh, I won 14 games last year. Unload the truck.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones was getting paid $40 million a year. And he's on the practice squad for the Vikings, or he was. He's a free agent now.
I saw something that for the Giants, there's not like an active quarterback on the roster right now.
They re-signed DeVito today. So there is now one quarterback who just sucks at football.
When that had happened, someone was like, yeah, that's the best quarterback room they've had in a long time.
Yeah, nobody in there. They can't throw interceptions. What do you think for Darnold? What do you think you want him to go?
Now that Geno Smith's gone, Seahawks are probably like my favorite.
Okay.
It's weird to think, because I could also see the Saints being in on it.
I do think the Saints just restructured Derek Carr's deal.
The thing is just like he's getting up there in age, injury prone, and I don't think they really like Spencer Rattler.
No. I mean, there's no reason to like Spencer Rattler from what you saw, and same goes for Jake Haener.
So I can see Sam Darnold go back to the NFC East. I keep saying East because I'm
thinking
baseball.
Yeah.
But it's the South.
Yep.
Just not with the Panthers. But I like the Seahawks. I think that's like the destination for him.
I agree. Let's talk about edge rusher Josh Sweat. Mm. Go Noles. But I think he might be a Falcon. I really do. We need to go edge rusher. Judon didn't cut it. I don't think we're going to be in like... We're in a good position to draft a very good edge rusher, defensive lineman. But it's going to take more than that. I mean, it's just what we have right now is not working. And a first-round pick and a free agent signing could at least start to turn that around. You'd hope.
At least put the stepping stones down.
Yeah, yeah. The other team, which is another team that I think could potentially draft an edge rusher where they're at in the draft, is the Cardinals. These two teams pick back-to-back, the Falcons and Cardinals, 15 and 16. But I think Josh Sweat, he's not going to go back to the Eagles, is at least the way I see it. I mean, he's played there, I think, 9 years. Been great for them. Took the pay cut last year to stay on the team. They win the Super Bowl. Now's the year you go out somewhere else and you get paid.
Yeah.
And these are two teams that have the cap space and have the need for an edge rusher, and it just makes the most sense in my eyes.
Yeah.
You got any other teams that might...
It's weird to think because there's so many teams that are trading, are going to probably look at trading off their edge rushers.
That's fair.
Like, you could look at the Chargers. Chargers just got rid of one.
Yeah.
How would you feel if, like, the Commanders went out and got him?
I mean, that would be a great move. The Commanders are definitely a team that should be in on defensive line.
Because that's probably, like, their worst spot right now on the field.
Oh, for sure. Like, the whole defensive line all the way across is atrocious.
Yeah.
But I think they're probably more...
You think they're more focused on, like, drafting?
Well, I think they're more focused on interior defensive line.
Okay.
Right now.
Because who are their edge rushers right now?
I don't even know, honestly. I mean, it's changed so much over the last couple of years. But they have Daron Payne, and that's like it. And they have Daron Payne on the interior defensive line, and that's all. And he can't do it by himself. But I think if you put two guys up the middle, If you sign a free agent defensive lineman, you draft a young edge rusher. I think that makes more sense in my mind for some reason. I don't really know particularly why. I just really like that idea in my mind of going ahead and getting a guy who's already been in the league and done it on the interior defensive line.
Like a Za'Darius Smith?
He's still an edge rusher.
I thought he was inside.
No.
Oh, I'm tripping.
Milton Williams would be an interesting one who we're going to talk about in a couple minutes from the Eagles, who was like the best player on the field at times in that NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl for sure. Yeah, I think there's so many teams that could use an edge rusher.
It's just something we're going to have to watch with all the teams that possibly trading away their current edge rushers.
And it's an expensive position.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just talking about it. It'll run you some money. What about Chris Godwin? I think he's an interesting one because he's getting up there in age. He's a great wide receiver. But it seems like his time in Tampa's done. So what is the move from there?
I don't know, because there's like, you have teams that are rebuilding that can look at him to be like just a set wide receiver core group.
Yeah.
Like I saw that you have like
the Jags
and Patriots. Yeah. I mean, you could look at the 49ers.
Yeah.
Would be a weird fit, but like would somehow work.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that needs a wide receiver could use Chris Godwin. It's just about who can afford him. Because he's going to cost some money. It's not like he's going to get a record-breaking contract.
49ers can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they fit into that category. But I think with the cap space that the Jags have opened up, that move would just kind of make sense to me. Stays in the state of Florida as well. And then the Patriots, I think it's just a matter of that's a team with a new kind of, obviously a new regime coming in. But like you see the groundwork for a very good team soon. And I think Chris Godwin, who, yes, he's already won a Super Bowl, but he's probably looking to win as a top wide receiver on a team. If he goes to the Patriots, he's the number one wide receiver. If he goes to the Jags, there's an argument between him and Brian Thomas Jr. right now.
You know where I would love to see him go? And I just clicked in my head.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Yeah, I don't mind that either. I think Green Bay just has to figure out who they're going to keep and who they're going to let leave.
I think... You keep Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
You're on the fence with Christian Watson. Everyone else should be fair game.
Yeah. Dubs gone.
I would say.
Yeah. I mean, the benefit is that all of them are still on rookie deals for like at least 2 more years.
And he showed like in practices and shit, he's not like that. He's not, his work ethic kind of sucks.
That's true. That is true. Now, I think there's, that's actually a really good pick that I wasn't thinking about. I like the Packers.
I was going to say,
it's a good point. Christian Watson's always hurt.
and Jaden Reed showed that he needs help. He can't just be like
he can't
a
do
top
it on his
tier
own.
Wide receiver one, or else he's going to have like one catch for 5 yards.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one, though, at corner. Treverius Ward. A lot of really good corners in this free agency class, but Treverius Ward, probably the most interesting of the bunch. I think there's a lot of teams that could use corners. I think the Lions are the most enticing team that could use a corner because Carlton Davis is one of the guys who's leaving.
Yeah.
I think the Lions could go out and like really make a stab at a great corner. But also, they've been drafting so well.
I think they're
why not try it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't really need to draft much for the offense besides maybe O-line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Focus all your high-round draft picks on your defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly like your secondary and maybe like a linebacker or two.
Yeah, and then the next two teams I've got here are two teams where, I guess for the Saints first, obviously you got rid of Marshawn Lattimore at the deadline. He's now a Commander. So, and we saw how bad that defense was. Even when Marshawn was, you know, just out with an injury, it was really bad. But are they in a position to be like, oh, we can go out and get a top corner in the league in free agency because we're in a position to contend?
Yeah.
Or are they just in this position where it's like, we just kind of got to wait and see what happens because the cap is really killing them for the last couple of years. It's not really trending in the right direction. You're still locked in with Derek Carr for a few more years. I mean, they're in a weird transition phase, brand new head coach as well. Are they even in a position to go out and even entertain Treverius Ward?
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
And then the Raiders are kind of the opposite in the spectrum where everything's kind of going their way. They've opened up the cap space. They could go out and spend some money do they go out and get a guy like Javarius Ward?
They're on a spending frenzy.
Yeah,
right now.
They're looking to spend money. I mean, they're going to probably have to extend Geno at least a year or two.
They have to.
Yeah. So why not go out and try and add on to a defense that is abysmal, like absolutely garbage?
What about the Bengals?
Bengals would be interesting as well. I just don't know if they have the cap space.
With all their offensive players.
Depending on what they do with Hendrickson. I mean, if they can get Hendrickson a deal, then they definitely don't have the cap space. But right now, you'd have to see how things open up. Talking about Milton Williams, the best interior defensive lineman. I think NFL Network had him the number one free agent in this class, which is kind of crazy. He's very good. I'm not stopping that
conversation. He got overlooked by an insanely good defense for Philly.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a cog in the machine, but when he's out there on his own, we'll have to see how that works. I mean, you could look real good when you got Jalen Carter right next to you and Josh Sweat helping you out.
And Jordan Davis.
Yeah, it's like all that makes you look real good because everybody's got to pay attention to somebody else.
But when you got Matthew Judon next to you or...
Yeah, exactly.
Bummy boy number two.
I mean, the team that I've got first on the list is the Carolina Panthers to go after him. They need the interior defensive line. I don't think they're really liking where they're picking right now to go for an interior defensive lineman. They're probably more in the edge rusher position, unless they maybe make a reach on like Walter Nolan in the draft. But they need it. And I think experience, once again, on the defense is going to be so big. I mean, J.C. Horn looks miserable on the field, man. He looks like he wants to leave so bad. So just... stop screwing him over and help him out. Help him out.
Or you lose him.
Yeah, so put some pressure on the quarterback, please. I think the Panthers are going to end up drafting D-line or edge throughout this draft, but I do think that they need to go out and get somebody for the line out of free agency.
Get J.C. Horn on the Steelers. I want to see the spring camp between George Pickens and J.C. Horn.
That'd be really funny if the Steelers just traded with the Panthers again for their other corner. That's what they did last year for Dante Jackson.
But, like, that throws it back to, like, some Odell, Josh Norman vibes.
Facts.
If those two were like, did the Steelers play the Panthers this year?
I don't think they played, no. Or do they play this year? Is that what you're asking?
Did they play this upcoming year?
No idea.
Because
maybe.
I know opponents are out.
You can give it
out.
A shot and look.
Opponents are out. Yeah. I just don't.
So, but the next, I've got two more teams, but go ahead.
But think about it. He's either having to guard George Pickens or DK Metcalf.
And J.C. Horn will throw hands. He ain't afraid either. He's definitely not afraid. Next two teams I got, the Lions and the Dolphins. There are two teams. Lions, of course, just trying to add to that defensive line at all times. But the Dolphins, I think, are a fun one to think about because they've had so many injury issues there on that defensive line. Some guys have just kind of aged out, left in free agency, whatnot. I think Milton Williams would be an enticing one for them to go out. He's not going to cost nearly as much as other defensive line candidates in this free agency class.
But you never know. You might get the same production.
Yeah, exactly. I think Milton Williams has a ton of upside, but like the floor could potentially be kind of low.
Yeah.
Because we don't really know what he looks like on his own.
Just looking for that diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
In NCAA, that gem.
Do we have word on Panthers playing the Steelers this year?
I know Ethan knows about those gyms. Had to build that Western Kentucky, right? Are you doing all the Kentuckys?
He's doing it Eastern Michigan. Oh, damn. That's ridiculous.
You need to, I don't know, go outside?
Yeah. Touch grass?
Dude, maybe? That was during like winter break.
Okay, you should be grinding.
The Steelers don't play the Panthers this year.
Damn it.
Sucks. Okay, Dre Greenlaw, next up on the list. Great linebacker. Is just coming off of Achilles injury. Mm. I think he got re-injured right after he came back, after. I like the Cowboys for him. I think the Cowboys need help at linebacker.
Seems
he'd
like
be
a good
great
fit.
For him. Yeah.
Great player, get hurt, won't really produce that
exactly.
Well.
He'd be great on the Cowboys. And he's not going to cost nearly as much as he maybe would have 2 years ago because that injury is certainly looming, and you can't overlook that.
What, it was an Achilles?
Yeah.
Those things never fully go away.
Exactly. And then the other team I have is the Jets because they're going to need help at linebacker. They've got some guys that are leaving as well. I think Greenlaw would be a good fit.
You can't have Kenlaw and Greenlaw on the same team.
Kenlaw, Greenlaw would be tough.
That would fuck me up so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Drake Greenlaw's interesting. He could end up kind of anywhere. Yeah,
I was thinking that. Like, linebacker is a spot that literally everyone always needs.
Yeah. Yeah, you always need linebackers.
You can always upgrade a linebacker.
For sure. What about Stephon Diggs? What are we thinking for Stephon Diggs?
Because
I think potentially there's a really long list of teams that could go out and get him. But at the same time, he's like 31 years old. He's really only going to be playing in the slot now. Like, I don't know. Things just feel weird when you're trying to think about what Stephon Diggs is going to bring to a team next year.
You think with the Patriots drafting high, they get them a wide receiver?
Yeah, like,
You maybe try to get another free agent and then have Stephon Diggs for the veteran presence for Drake May.
You've got Kendrick Bourne there,
yeah,
who came back from injury late in the season.
The other guy who's balling out toward the end of the year, Booty, whatever.
Kayshon Boutte.
He was actually playing very well.
You can't just ignore that. It's like your most like ongoing bit on this podcast is about Kayshon Boutte.
Just wait till I get his jersey.
Dude. Oh, man.
Oh, do I have a jersey for you guys?
Yeah, draft night.
Oh, no, it's not a different one, bro.
Oh, different.
I have a specific draft night jersey.
I know.
I'm talking about the one I just got in the mail.
Yeah, that one's crazy. Unreal that he ordered. It's an MLB jersey. That's all I'll say. Stephon Diggs. I've got him going to the Saints. I think that would be an interesting pickup for them.
I hate that.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, it's not like
crazy. I'd rather see him go to the Panthers than the Saints.
I don't know.
Neither are going to happen.
No, probably not. I really don't know where Stephon Diggs is going to land. I had him potentially going to the Steelers, but
why do I look
that one's out of the cards.
In Arizona?
That wouldn't be that bad. I think it's kind of tough to say that they'd go out and get him when they just got Marvin Harrison Jr. Like Michael Wilson's kind of doing his thing.
Yeah, but you said he's mainly going to be in the slot, so would you rather have Greg Dortch or Stephon Diggs?
I mean, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals did say that they're going to have an aggressive offseason. They're looking to build around Kyler Murray.
And we haven't seen anything yet. So.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs might be the answer. What about Haason Reddick? Kind of an interesting case when you beg for a trade out of Philadelphia, you get traded to the Jets, and then you also hold them out, and then you just don't play any football. I mean, like, what happened there? I've got the Falcons on the list just because he's an edge rusher. With experience.
If you're an edge rusher, Falcons are going to be on the list.
Somebody's going to be calling
you. You're going to get a call.
You're going to get a call
from Atlanta.
From Atlanta if you are an edge rusher. Trust me. So Haason Reddick could literally end up anywhere. I just have the Falcons here just because they're a team that needs one.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Yeah. What about Evan Ingram? I like the Broncos, personally. That's my top one.
They do need a good tight end.
Definitely need a receiving tight end. Adam Trautman does his thing blocking.
Yeah.
But he is not a receiver. I think Evan Ingram would add such a great option for Bo Nix in the passing game. Something so different from what he has from all those wide receivers.
Yeah.
The other one I have is the Colts. I mean, the Colts have been holding out on getting a tight end forever. I thought they were going to go for it last year in the draft. I potentially think they might go for it this year in the draft. But Evan Ingram would certainly give you a very good option. Because you have to keep giving Anthony Richardson everything you can until you finally realize he's the problem.
The thing is, like, I'm going through and I'm thinking of teams that, like, need tight ends.
Yeah.
And, like, I think of a team, I'm like, okay, is this person better than Evan Ingram? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, like, the Falcons are probably in that territory where it's, like, Evan Ingram or Kyle Pitts. But the contracts don't make sense. I think that's the biggest problem that's stopping Evan Ingram from ending up on some teams is that there's just going to be some teams that still have a tight end on a good deal.
Yeah.
They're just not going to give that up.
I mean, could the Saints go out and get him?
Maybe. They're another team that a lot of people have projected are going to get a tight end maybe
in
the draft.
I like Juwan Johnson.
I don't mind Juwan Johnson.
He's not bad.
Nah, they just don't play him enough. Yeah. I mean, last year he ended up being like second string.
And like think of a team.
The Seahawks?
Him or Noah Fant?
Definitely Evan Ingram. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of teams that could use Evan Ingram. It's just about if the money lines up. And I think the Broncos are in the best position, in my opinion. What about Justin Fields? He's interesting because you would say he's the second best quarterback in the free agency, but he's probably not. I mean, would you rather, if we're just talking about next season, Aaron Rodgers at quarterback or Justin Fields?
Justin Fields.
I don't know about that. I really don't know.
I think so. I think the way the game's changing, I'd rather have a mobile quarterback.
That's fair. But, I mean, there's some teams out there that, like, are probably seriously thinking about which one's a better option for their team.
And I would go Justin Fields.
That's fair.
Aaron Rodgers literally had all the weapons he needed with Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams.
The offensive line was a little bit questionable. But
you're Aaron fucking Rodgers.
I mean, let's...
Bless you. Stop sneezing.
Let's be honest here. If you go look at Aaron Rodgers' numbers last year,
numbers. Not that bad.
Not bad numbers. But they weren't winning.
When you watch him play on the field.
Yeah, it looks awful.
It looks horrible. It
looked awful. I think Fields is interesting. I kind of want the Steelers to bring him back, give him a real chance to start.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great for a couple weeks, but in the end, I think they did make the right decision with Russ. But also, you finish the season with Russ, four straight losses, and then you lose in the playoff.
The thing is, like, they only brought in Justin Fields to run.
Yeah.
Like that,
which bothered the shit out of me because of how good he was those first couple weeks.
But it's like, okay, Justin Fields is coming to the game. All right, you know they're running the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty predictable. Last one I got on my list is Asante Samuel Jr., the corner.
Before we get into that,
yeah,
a team just popped up for Evan Engram.
Okay.
Chargers?
Ooh, maybe. I don't hate that.
Who is their fucking tight end? Donald Parham Jr.?
No, he's gone. I had him in fantasy last year.
Oh, Disley.
Yeah, Will Disley. Not very good.
No.
No. Evan Engram would be a better option, for sure. They are also a team that I think could draft a tight end. So, Asante Samuel Jr., I think corners are going to be a coveted thing in this free agency class. There's a lot of really good ones. He's probably the best coming off of a rookie deal. I'm honestly...
Didn't move.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised the Chargers didn't try to bring him back. I thought that was kind of surprising to me. But... I've got the Falcons on the list because they need depth at corner.
What do you mean? We got AJ.
I said depth.
Yeah, but we have AJ. He's like one of the top corners in the world.
Sometimes he is. Against Terry McLaurin, he is. but
not Mike Evans.
I have the Vikings on the list here. Obviously, like Stephon Gilmore is questionable. I don't even know if he's back on the team this year.
Old? Question mark?
Yeah. So you got to figure that out. I think the Ravens are an interesting team that does need corner. Yeah. I didn't like what I saw in the secondary last year from them. I think they can improve in the corner position. I think Asante would be good for that. And also the Raiders are going to be in on probably every corner out there.
Raiders might just be on everybody in the free agency besides quarterback.
Yeah, and tight end.
I could see him getting a tight end.
Dude, they got Michael Mayer to be the backup.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two first-round tight ends. They're not getting another.
You need a third string.
No. Not a good one. I mean, they're not going to go out and get Evan Engram.
You know how funny that should be? Just convert him or Brock to a wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the position both of them played this year, was wide receiver.
Evan Engram spent half the season on the bench because he was hurt.
That's true. But 2 years ago, Evan Engram was a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, I think that's going to do it for our free agent predictions. All right, NL Central preview, starting off with the standings. Yeah. We're going top to bottom or bottom to top? I think we said bottom to top
bottom
last
to top.
Week. Okay. Who you got fifth in the NL Central?
I think I'm going to go Cardinals.
Yeah, I am too. They're awful.
They're not great.
No, everything about them is bad. You brought in literally zero players. They spent $0 in free agency. The only team in free agency to spend $0. Unbelievable. You lost Goldschmidt, which, whatever, I guess. But like... Arenado doesn't want to be there, and
Contreras is on the decline.
Yeah, I think he's moving to first base.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad, dude. Everything is bad. Who's the Cardinals catcher next season? Even. I just have no hope for this team. I mean, you're entirely reliant on a few young players that haven't necessarily gotten off to hot starts in their careers.
Talking about a shortstop that like almost led the league in errors.
Yeah, Mason Wynn. He throws hard though.
Talking about an outfielder who. Is very inconsistent with hitting the ball.
I think that's all of them.
I was going to say Jordan Walker.
That's fair.
Ivan Herrera.
Ivan Herrera.
There you go.
At catcher.
And maybe 73 wins for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and they're clearly declining Nolan Arenado as well. I mean, 73 is gracious.
Their best player might be Lars.
Oh, yeah. I think it probably is.
Or Brendan Donovan. Donovan's not bad.
Yeah. Maybe Sonny Gray. You never know what Sonny Gray could pull out of his bag.
Yeah, he could be the worst fucking pitcher
That's
in the league.
That's true. But I think he
Don't
did that last
year. Don't
they
still have Lance Lynn?
No, he's just a free agent. Oh, yeah, nobody's picked him up. Yeah, Steven Matz.
Is Sonny Gray their ace?
Yeah.
I'm surprised Helsley is still there.
I thought he left.
I think he was a free agent, and then they re-signed him.
Gotcha. Yeah, the Cardinals are absolutely awful. So they're going to be in fifth. We got in fourth.
Are the Pirates?
Yeah. There's just not enough major league talent last season on this team, and they brought in no more major league talent. The only acquisition they made that I liked was Andrew Haney.
They're like one or two pitchers away from having a really good pitching rotation and like bullpen, but it's the offense for me.
Yeah, it's they're essentially a year away from being the Mariners.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Because what, for offense, you have O'Neill Cruz.
Who's
iffy.
Yeah.
Brian Reynolds, who's probably their most consistent hitter.
And he hasn't been great these last couple of years.
To Brian Hayes.
Not a good offensive player.
No. Very, very good defensively.
Yeah. Great glove.
Henry Davis, their prospect, amazing catcher that was so highly scouted, who got to the majors and not that great.
Nope. Yeah, Joey Bart's probably gonna start at catcher over.
Really?
Yeah.
Joey Bart's not that good either.
No, definitely not.
But his card raked. Like, what was that? MLB Show 23.
20. Yeah, 20. He had that future stars card. A rising stars card. Yeah,
he's been in the minors that long.
Whoa, what?
No, yeah. I know.
I mean, he's been in the league for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds so funny, isolated. If you would have said Posey, it would have been fine, but saying he was playing with Buster just sounds crazy.
Sounds like he's just playing with a dog.
But yeah, at least the Pirates have a potential Cy Young candidate.
IKF also is there.
Yeah, IKF's on that team.
And he might be
McCutcheon's
the best player.
Their DH.
He
might.
Yeah, McCutcheon's back.
Brother. I'm sorry. Hanging.
Yeah.
Furries.
Yeah. Shout out Furries. Play Outstanding by the Gap Band, please.
Like, I'm sorry. There's no reason McCutcheon still needs to be playing.
No. I think he's just out here for fun.
He's just trying to keep getting paid.
If there's a lineup that he could still get into this year,
it's the Pirates.
It's the Pirates. Yeah, I think
something like that.
Yeah. What about... I think the top three race is actually interesting.
Yeah, so you have Reds, Cubs, Brewers.
Yeah, that's the three teams left. Who you got in third?
Probably going to go... I might go Brewers.
Okay, I'm going Reds, personally, in third.
Okay.
And what's interesting is that I think it's that the Reds are going to try to be better.
Yeah.
And I do think the Brewers are not going to be as good as they were last year. But I think they're going to just kind of meet in the same place.
It's for the Brewers, it's just pitching for me.
Yeah, which is fair. Brandon Woodruff should be coming back, though.
Yeah, but as your ace?
Yeah, but I mean, at times, he was worth being an ace.
As your ace?
Now, Brandon Woodruff could have been the ace if Corbin Burns wasn't there.
But also, Freddie Peralta?
Yeah, Freddie Peralta's the one.
He's not ace material.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
He's not a guy.
He says Woodruff's still out.
He's not a guy that I would want to give the ball and just be like, hey, go win us this game
Nestor
seven.
At the third.
They picked up Nestor, which I hate.
He's going to get his shit rocked.
Yeah. No, I hated the Brewers offseason.
Lefties suck at that ballpark.
That's true. The Reds, on the other hand, I think they had a great offseason. Clearly heading in the right direction with their young players.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Ellie's taking a big step forward. You also have good veteran presence in this lineup. But I love their pickups. Nick Martinez, Brady Singer. Wade Miley
Brady
comes
Singer,
back to this team.
I like a lot.
Taylor Rogers joins the bullpen.
Gross.
And then also, Austin Hayes, Jose Trevino, going to be great rotational pieces in this team. Austin Hayes, maybe an everyday player in the outfield for them. Like, they made the right moves this offseason to be a potential playoff team.
And depth, too. So,
yeah.
Your guys don't have to play 162 games.
Yeah, and the young players are slowly getting more experience. They've been around for a year or two now. I think they're just definitely heading in the right direction. But I think the right direction puts them at like 84 wins,
yeah,
which is probably where the Brewers are going to be around too. And that's why I have the Brewers in second instead of
them. So I have the Reds at two, mainly just because I have like the more upside,
yeah,
more chance for explosive offensive games, and they all around have better pitching.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me it was just I put the Brewers at two because they're coming off of such a great season. And they're just taking a bit of a step back in the talent. I mean,
the thing is, like, you lost one of your most consistent offensive players.
You lost Adames. You lost Devin Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, those are, like, the two best players on that team last year.
Like, you have, what is it? Who's that young guy that was balling out for him?
What, hitting and pitching?
Hitting.
Chirio?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have Chirio. Him. You have Garrett Mitchell and Sal Frelick. That's the whole outfield. That's a great outfield.
It's a great outfield.
Young players. Yelich is an option at DH. Mark Canna, they signed to a minor league deal. I think he's already going to make it to the major team, so he's an option at DH, maybe third base sometimes.
Reese Hoskins.
Yeah, Hoskins is going to be a good part of that lineup.
To me, that's just not a win-now team.
No, it's not. But I hate what they brought in. I think Nestor was a horrible pickup. I think Jose Quintana was a boring pickup.
It seems like they really want lefties who throw really slow.
Yeah, and
off-speed, that's not really good.
Everything else was depth moves for the offense or bottom of the barrel relief pitching is everything else.
It's just not great.
But don't forget about Brandon Woodruff. I mean, the guy was pitching as like one of the best pitchers in probably the National League.
The thing is,
at the time,
how does this injury affect him?
Yeah, I mean, he just spent an entire season off with that shoulder injury. Now he's coming back from it. He probably won't even start the season playing. He'll probably start the season on
a
rehab
lot
assignment.
Of time,
yeah,
not. In a major league aspect.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
So, there's a good chance.
They could also totally flame out. I mean, they could be awful.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a chance that they're worse than the Pirates.
Maybe. We'll have to see. The Pirates certainly have some young guys coming up.
Paul Skeens wins every game he pitches. And pitches every 3 days.
Yeah.
Or every other day.
Yeah. They might need that.
Put Livy behind the plate.
Okay. Do we want to talk to Cubs? The Cubs are obviously first.
Cubs.
Brandon Woodruff might be able to pitch in minor league games soon.
Okay.
Today.
Okay. So we could see Woodruff sometime within like the first couple months of the season.
Yeah, I'd say
which is a good sign. Good sign.
Cubs are walking away with this division with ease.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think they are. I mean, right now, I don't know, Ethan, can we see the win total, like the betting win totals for all the NL Central teams?
I'm going to go like 9.
I think they're probably 92.
That's 92
and a half.
92, 93
yeah.
is like their line.
Yeah. I loved their offseason. I mean, yeah. Kyle Tucker is obviously the slam dunk kind of face of the offseason.
I think that's like the best
move
you could have got to replace Bellinger.
Oh, 100%. I mean, Bellinger used to be MVP caliber. Kyle Tucker is currently MVP caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to be, obviously, he plays in a league with Shohei Ohtani, unfortunately, so he can't win the MVP, but he's going to be up there for NL MVP every year. He's going to get votes.
Yeah.
But the underrated pickups are what has me hyped up about the Cubs this year. Ryan Pressly joining the bullpen. Matthew
Gross.
Boyd is going to join this pitching staff. Carson Kelly is going to be rotating in and out at catcher. Ryan Brazier and Colin Ray, Cody Poteet add to the pitching staff. Those kinds of pickups are depth moves of players that were very good in their last place. And that's what I love so much about this. And like all you lost at the major league level, at least, is Belly, who obviously Kyle Tucker is such a better player than him.
Yeah.
Jorge Lopez and Isaac Paredes.
Yeah.
And I can live with that.
You didn't even have Paredes for that long.
No, he was there for half a season, and he was a little bit better. Or sorry, he was a little bit worse than he was in Tampa earlier in the year.
And what Paredes played third?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Michael Busch plays?
I think so. I don't even know if he's going to be the starter at third base. Ethan, can we see the Cubs depth chart, please?
No shot they're going to put Wisdom there. I figured they'd put
Wisdom. No, I think he's gone.
Is he?
I think so.
I thought they were going to put Wisdom.
Let's see. They got Busch at first,
and
Matt Shaw at third. So Matt Shaw, interesting, we'll be talking about.
Well, they
about
also have
later.
Justin Turner.
Yeah, Justin Turner they did sign.
And Vidal Brujan. And
Sean
Birdie.
Fuck? No, I'm telling you,
win totals. Okay, so
you pull them up on this screen and we'll just read them off.
Oh, yeah, Pete Crow, starting center fielder.
Okay.
It's not in order or anything.
Yeah, so the Brewers 2025 win totals, 82.5. I think
under.
That's like, I don't know, I think they're right on the money there. Maybe.
I'm thinking like 80, 81.
Yeah. Cardinals under 76.5. Smash that. Yeah. Smash that.
86.5. Give me the over.
That's low.
Give me
the over. I'd probably take the over on the Cubs.
I'm taking the over on the Reds.
Over on the Reds at 78.5. Well, oh, wait. Oh, I was going to try and guess. That's probably about where I probably would have said 74.5.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. You're probably flirting with that number again if you're Pittsburgh, 76.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot they got Gavin Lux, too.
Not betting advice.
Yeah, for the Reds. What?
Not betting.
Yeah, not betting advice.
Oh, Ethan, go to. I want to see the Pirates death chart.
Yeah, got it. Okay, well, let's talk dark horse. Who's your dark horse to win this division? I think it's the Reds.
Yeah, that's literally
I think
my
they
dark
have
horse.
The highest upside for sure.
Jared Jones and Mitch Keller.
It's a fantastic rotation, and Andrew Haney at four is great. Bailey Falter can show up, too.
Yeah, he's not horrible.
And they're still sitting on Bubba Chandler. They just sent him down to minor league camp for some reason.
Okay, so you got Tommy Pham.
I hate that.
Yeah, but it's not horrible.
It's 2025, brother.
Scroll up, Ethan.
There we go. So, yeah, Joey Bart, Horowitz at first, Nick Gonzalez at second.
They have Adam Frazier.
I don't like it. I don't like that at all. Yeah.
Maybe their starting rotation can just, like, you're going to need, two run wins, and it's like one.
You think we might see Tamar this year? No? Not ready?
I think next year.
All right. Cy Young candidates. I think there's literally two in this division.
Paul Skeens.
Yep.
Shota.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. I mean, Woodruff is not going to win it coming back from this injury.
I'm gonna say Freddie just because he's their one. That's tough. But dark horse that can play really well.
Hunter Green
as well. Jared Jones.
Yeah, Jared Jones could definitely show up. And Mitch Keller.
Jared Jones last year, just for the few games we saw, is gross.
Oh, yeah, he's unbelievable.
The 1-2 punch of him and Skeens?
Yeah. My thing with Hunter Green is that he's got all of the talent in the world.
And he started fixing his location problems.
Yeah. Just put it all together. Just put it all together for a season and let me just, like, give me something to believe in.
Yeah.
The most entertaining thing he did last year was throw up twice. Like, that's it.
Awesome.
I do think there's a lot of MVP candidates in this division, though.
Really? A lot?
Yeah. Now, none of them are going to beat out Shohei Ohtani. Duh.
I think there's two potentially that could.
Kyle Tucker
and Ellie.
Yeah, and because Ellie could put up those same kind of hitting numbers like Shohei did.
Yeah, and the stolen bases will play a major effect.
Yeah, I think the only issue is just the plate vision and the discipline.
Yeah.
You gotta bring down the strikeouts if you want to be like that.
Which, I mean, that's what he said that was his main goal this spring.
Yeah.
Is to work on his approach.
Yeah.
Cut down half of the plate. Mainly step up in the box, like toward the plate, cut off the inside, be able to reach the outside.
Yeah, his biggest issue was swing and miss on the outside half.
Exactly.
That was his biggest issue for these first 2 years of his career.
And he said he's been seeing the slider really well. That was like his worst pitch that he would always suck at.
Yeah. I think Paul Skeens, I mean, you can't sleep on how good he was last year. If he just totally ignores the sophomore slump and just takes that jump, he's going to be kind
of
an MVP guy.
Breaks the strikeout record, doesn't lose a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Leads the league in shutouts, throws a couple no-hitters.
Yeah, he'll be the runner-up to Shohei Ohtani. You have to throw 70-70.
To be a pitcher and beat Shohei Ohtani, you have to throw a perfect game minimal.
Yeah, but then Shohei's just going to, like, come out of the bullpen all season and have, like, a sub-1 ERA.
Or Shohei opening day is going to throw a perfect game and hit 3 home runs.
Yeah, and then you could just tie a bow on the MVP
and
already.
Then, like, literally all season, it's just going to be glazing the fuck out of Shohei. Do y'all remember opening day when he threw a perfect game?
And then he could literally get 0 home runs for the rest of the year and give up a run every time he takes the mound.
Yeah.
It would be
awful. He threw a perfect game?
Yeah, and hit 3 home runs. What about Garrett Mitchell? What about William Contreras? Wild Bill could do it, man. He keeps taking steps forward every year, and he's getting better defensively. I know nobody gives a fuck about defense for MVP, but he keeps getting better defensively, which is crazy. I'm just putting these here so we have some Brewers representation. That's all.
Oh, okay. You're saying William. That's my bad.
Yes, not Wilson.
Okay.
Definitely not Wilson Contreras.
That's my bad. I thought you were talking about Wilson.
No.
And I was like,
I'm about to slap the shit out of you.
No, no. Zero Cardinals on the list. Sorry, Nolan Arenado. You're not making the list.
Okay. I think the best player on the Cardinals that has a chance is Lars.
Ugh, God. Yeah, Lars, no. Lars Newbar's not even the best Japanese player.
Yeah, no. William has a better chance than Garrett Mitchell.
Yeah, I think so. I just thought Garrett Mitchell was a guy who's like primed to just like show up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm also looking for, a Spencer Steer breakout year as well. I'm not saying he's MVP. I just put him in this category so I could bring him up because I do think he's one of the guys on the Reds that's like heading in the right direction.
I also feel like you need to put the other Cruz brother on there just because he has.
They're not brothers.
Not brothers.
They're just Cruzes.
I call them Cruz brothers just because it's Cruz. They came out about the same time.
Yeah. Oriol Cruz, I probably should respect more, but I don't.
Just mainly for the potential.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he can hit the fuck out of a ball.
It's always there.
Yeah.
He throws the shit out of the ball.
Yeah, that's true. And he's playing center field this year, exactly. Which is interesting.
He's got insane speed.
6'7".
The only problem is that he gets in a lot of trouble outside the game.
Well, one thing. He did one thing.
One too many.
I think three. Three too many, I think. I think there was three people on one motorcycle.
Either way, I would put him on there.
Yeah, that's fair. What about Rookie of the Year? I think this is a fun division. Matt Shaw, I think, is the top guy. I think he's second in the odds for the whole National League.
I'm thinking there's that was that pitcher from Wake Forest on the Reds.
Yeah, is Rhett Lauder.
Is he going to be there opening day or no?
Yes. So I didn't even notice this. So he got drafted, I think, 23, yeah. Right? Last year, he went from advanced A to start the season.
To triple?
He made six starts in the MLB last year. What? I had no clue.
What?
Yeah, and he was good. I mean, I think his record was like 2-2, but the Reds were losing a lot of games at the end of the year. But yeah, Rhett Lauder made six starts at the end of last season.
Okay, he'd probably be my favorite.
Then, yeah, I think I really like Rhett Lauder for it. Bubba Chandler.
You were just all on Bubba Chandler, bro.
Yeah, he's very good. I mean, he's extremely good. There's a reason. Yeah, that's true. They have a lot of good names. Yeah. I mean, Bubba Chandler and Tamar Johnson might come up at the same time.
Both Georgia boys?
Yeah, North Oconee and Mays High School. Yeah, Bubba Chandler, I do think, could potentially make it up. I don't think he's going to make it up in time because I think today or yesterday they sent him to minor league spring training.
Yeah.
Which also could just be like, all right, we got the looks we needed. Go do that shit.
Go get your reps in, baby.
Yeah. But I do think Matt Shaw is probably the favorite, especially if he's going to be the everyday starter at third base starting off for the Cubs. I mean, you're going to be in a great position to do it. I mean, he'll probably be batting like seventh in that lineup.
Yeah.
So he'll have a lot of opportunities. Yeah, exactly. I think that's it for our Rookie of the Year candidates. Ethan, what are we at time-wise? Just over an hour? Do we want to do one batter up?
Yeah.
We got some batter up, loaded up. You guys can see it if you're on YouTube. Got a lefty, always. I don't know why it's like always a lefty.
Ethan Ripp, Bryson Stott.
I feel like that guy's a little bigger than Bryson Stott, you know?
But you good with that?
Yeah. It's Colin's guess. I mean,
NL East. Cool. Okay.
NL East. I like that. Can you scroll just a little bit further up?
Pretty young.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Lefty. NL East hitter.
Could be a Brave.
It could be, and that's why I'm scared.
Could that be Kelnick?
No, that's not Kelnick. Swing.
He's not you. It's not American.
Oh, not American. Interesting. What side of the plate does Francisco Alvarez hit from?
Right.
Fuck. Thought I had something there. I mean, if it's a Marlin, we'll be here all day.
That Brian De La Cruz? Nice.
He's a Brave. Oh, well, yeah.
It's an outfielder.
Oh, it is an outfielder. Mm. I just don't know if De La Cruz swings like that, but I mean, we could run.
No,
it.
But I know it's a Brave, but it's in the NL East.
Yeah.
And it's non-American.
Yeah.
Outfielder. Pretty
give it
young.
Give it a run. Why what not? You
Brian De La Cruz.
Is he Y?
It's Y, yeah.
There it is. Top. Bang. Damn. Pretty close.
Second bit.
Wait, is it a DH?
Oh, it could be.
Swipe, scroll back up so I can keep watching.
Because it's not an outfielder or an infielder, Grayson.
Yeah. Who's on the Mets? Who plays there?
Brett Beatty, but he's American.
So it's...
And he's not DR?
Definitely a DH. I'm
trying to think who pimps it like that.
Dom Smith still around?
You want to go with Dom Smith?
He's not in the NLC.
Yeah, I don't think he's
there's
in
no way he's still.
Oh, wait, I just totally forgot about the Nationals. This
yeah.
could be a National.
Who's their DH?
About that. we might be screwed here.
Yeah, this is...
Ethan, just start typing in NL East teams.
It's random
players.
Who do you...
I just want to figure out who this is, so we can just start typing every Braves player, you know.
It's not a Braves.
Actually, no, do a Marlins player.
We already got a Marlins player.
Right? Oh,
nope.
No.
I was typing
a random Marlins player.
Damn.
Come on, Ethan.
Who do they still have?
That's actually a good point. I mean, everybody that keeps coming to my mind doesn't play there anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Sanchez?
Yeah, Jesus Sanchez probably still plays.
Come on. It's not a Marlin?
There's no way it's a Met.
Surely it's not Jeff McNeil. I know, it's not an infielder. But wait, it's not a DH either. It's a catcher.
Mm.
Right?
Is it?
I mean, it has to be, right?
Yeah, if it's not a DH infielder.
Who's a lefty hitting catcher in the NL East?
It's JT hitting the left.
No. JT's not a lefty.
It's not a Phillies.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, who's the other catcher besides Alvarez? I feel like they have someone else that, like,
James
played.
McCann?
No.
No, he left.
Fuck. I don't even know who the catcher is for the
Nationals.
Yeah, who's
the catcher for the Nationals? Oh, it's he was on the Keibert Ruiz.
Oh,
that's
who
it is. He was a switch hitter.
Hey!
Let's do a pitcher.
Yeah.
Do a strike zone up in the top right.
You're feeling frisky, bro.
Top
right. Yeah. There you go. I was looking at right. Oh, what the fuck? Why does it do this? Go up to the top where it says select game, strike zone. There we go. Righty. Okay.
Is that Logan Gilbert?
I feel like we would have seen the hair. I mean, we can give it a shot. I don't see why not.
I mean, if you think it's Jonathan Cannon, maybe.
What?
Let's try it.
It's your guess. I'm giving you this one.
You can just type Cannon, bro.
Spelled Jonathan wrong.
How's that?
No, it's just like a cannon, like a normal cannon.
Look, it's the second one.
Like a real cannon with bombs.
I keep getting the division, bro.
Jonathan Cannon was a crazy pull. I got to give you the credit for that.
Yeah. Relief pitcher.
AL Central. Oh, reliever just killed me. I mean.
So, yeah, Twins.
Good job.
Yep.
Tigers.
Twins, Tigers, Guardians, Royals, and...
Can we just throw Class A in here?
White Sox.
Try to rip Class A.
I mean, that's definitely a Class A finish.
Looks like the Class A movement.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, run Class A.
DR.
So he is Dominican. Relatively close to him in age. So we got a Dominican reliever. Who's on the Twins?
God.
Feels like a twin.
Good luck. I don't know anybody in the Twins bullpen right now.
Who's the one that just throws gas?
Yeah, what? Yoan Duran?
Yeah, Yoan Duran. You like that?
Yeah. Bang!
Bang!
I'm on one!
Right back.
I'm on one!
That was me.
You were about to say Jaron Duran.
I knew it was
random
Duran.
Random pitcher.
Alright, last one. We're not going to get sucked in here. We're playing well. Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. Is that Zach Wheeler? No, Zach Wheeler's a righty. Never mind.
Over the head.
The build looked like Zach Wheeler.
It was a cross.
Swoopy curveball.
Yeah. I feel like this is an older guy.
You think?
Doesn't really have that much.
Is that not... juice. Is that Detmers' windup?
I don't hate Reed Detmers. Well, I do, but not the guess.
Yep.
Yeah. Imagine.
Dude, the division.
Dude, we're getting the divisions.
Starting
it's a starter, which helps. Okay. AL West, lefty.
Oh, who was that lefty for the Astros?
Framber.
No, wasn't there a lefty that like threw the no-no? Blanco?
Rono Blanco? He doesn't throw like that, I don't think.
Oh.
I think he's a righty.
He's also American.
Oh yeah, that too. Who are all those young guys? I think they're all righties though on the Astros. Yeah, like Brown, Arrighetti. They're all righties, right?
Forrest Whitley still there.
Righty.
Forrest Whitley, I don't think he's there anymore. Rangers. I'm trying to think. Rangers pitchers. You got DeGrom and Eovaldi.
Athletics.
It's probably an Athletics starter, if I had to guess. Which sucks. The only one I can even think of is Severino.
Angels?
It's not the Angels. Yeah,
it's not the Angels.
Guess.
No. Guess it.
Yeah.
Athletic starter.
Eden, if you have a guess, feel free to throw it in there.
I...
Dude, the most... I'm going to be so pissed because, like, I feel like with this motion, we should be able to get it.
Yeah, I know. He just... It feels like an older guy. It feels like he's not throwing very hard, but it also does look like he's throwing off speed. Or breaking ball.
So it's either the Astros, Athletics, Rangers, Mariners.
Mariners don't have a lefty starter that throws like that. I mean, their starting rotation is Castillo, Kirby, Gilbert, Wu, and Miller.
All righties.
Yeah.
All right, so no Mariners, Athletics.
Oh.
It's
not helping, Greg.
Can I pull up my AL West preview from last week?
You won't.
Probably won't help.
Probably won't help because I probably didn't take note on any of these guys. But
you have any just guesses for teams?
Blanco. Even though I know it's not him, but that'll rule out the Astros.
Dead.
Not the Astros.
Older.
Yeah. Oh, it is a bit older guy. I don't have anything here. Is Eovaldi a lefty or a righty?
Righty. Fuck, dude.
Dude, this sucks.
I want to do a different one. I don't like this one.
Let's go back to a hitter.
Yeah, one more.
Okay,
hitter.
We're going back to a hitter, and that's it.
The same.
This is the same one. Yeah. Got to go to the arc.
Oh,
just click random at the top.
Kiebert Ruiz.
Remember his Dodgers Rising Stars card on MLB Show?
Oh, I do.
Oh, I hate that guy's swing.
Short guy? Looks pretty short.
Maybe. I guess.
Nick Madrigal?
Love that take.
This guy looks too thin for Madrigal, but...
Got the position.
Was that third base?
Yeah. So that's interesting. I forgot Madrigal was a Met.
Yeah.
God.
AL, third baseman.
All right. I doubt they even have video of Anthony Rendon. let's see. AL, third baseman. What about AL, third baseman? I mean, it's not Riley. He's in the NL because I'm stupid. The NL East, to be particular.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of third baseman. He was the first one that came to mind. Who's the third baseman for the Rangers? Young? Josh Young?
Yeah.
Is he hit like that? I'm just trying to get us a division here. Jung?
Yeah. I mean,
there we go. AL West, of course.
It's going to be an Athletic, isn't it?
Probably.
Who played third last year for the Angels?
Not Rendon.
Was it Eduardo Escobar? It's not American.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, who are our other third base option? I mean,
Mariners.
Well, could that be Paredes? Because he's going to be there this year.
Did he get
for the Astros?
You like that?
I'm going with
it. Try.
It's my guess.
Damn.
So it's not an Astro or a Ranger.
Eduardo Escobar.
Not on there. He's just not there.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be the Athletics third baseman. I know it.
I could tell you.
No. We can just keep guessing third baseman. I mean, who's the Mariners third baseman? Eugenio Suarez? I mean, it's not American.
Was it him?
No. I think he's a D-back. Shit. I mean, that's obviously not Eugenio Suarez. Yeah. I was just putting one out there. So it's not Mexico or the U.S.
Correct.
So it's a likely Dominican third baseman.
Yeah.
From what team?
It's got to be a fucking Athletic, dude. I know it. I know it's going to be an Athletic or an Angel.
I don't know who's been playing third base, though, for the Mariners.
Neither do I.
I mean, Justin Turner was there at the end of the year last year, but he's not there now.
He's American.
Yeah, and he's American.
I don't know who's been playing third for the Angels.
Me neither. I mean, just put in Anthony Rendon just for fun, even though I know he's American.
Old.
It's not an Angel.
But he's old.
Oh, it's wait. Whoa. Yeah, he is. So, Athletics, old man, third baseman. Maybe the Mariners, old man, third baseman, I guess. Fuck.
Was Turner Canadian?
No.
He'll show up as a Cub now.
Mm.
Fuck this. God. I mean, what no-name's going to be playing third base for the Athletics this year? Can we just put in an Athletics player just to find out who this, like, make sure it is the Athletics?
We can.
Sure.
Here I mean, put in Shea Langeliers. Obviously, it's, like, of course, Athletics. It's a fucking Athletic. God. Who plays there that's not American? I mean, Lawrence Butler's American and plays outfield. Brent Rooker, American, DH.
It's not...
Esturi Ruiz, does he play third? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
He's like a center fielder.
Yeah, I think he is center fielder.
I literally cannot... I'm trying to, like, I can't go through their lineup.
There isn't one. They don't have a lineup. Ethan, pull up their fucking depth chart and let's see if we can get it right.
If we don't get it right...
Obviously,
we only have one guess. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Gio Urshela.
Gio Urshela.
It's definitely Gio Urshela.
I was thinking that because I was thinking Angels, but I was like, wait, he was a Brave last year.
Yeah, he was. I mean, put in Gio Urshela. It could be Luis Urias.
No, it's definitely Gio.
That's so lame.
I thought that so long ago. And I was like, nah, because he's not with the Angels anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think we can end on that one.
That sucks. No, we gotta end. We gotta stop. No, we gotta stop. We gotta stop. Colin, you got a fun fact for us today?
No.
Have you quit fun facts?
Fun facts. It's been retired.
Okay, so what are you gonna do now at the end of the episodes? No more three words, no more fun facts. What's the next vertical?
I'll surprise you.
Well,
next episode.
Do tell.
Okay, next episode. That means you guys have to come back, which I would recommend subscribing if you're gonna get if you're gonna come back.
I promise you it's gonna be better than three words and fun fact.
Okay.
Combined or
he promises. And so what you have to do to uphold your end of this promise is subscribe to us here on YouTube, turn on post notifications,
and
give
like
us a like. Give us a like, comment your NL central predictions. And of course, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Stay up to date with what we've got going on there. Got my mock draft coming out, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok this Wednesday. So be tuned in for that. And without further ado, thanks to Ethan for filling in for Nathan. Thanks to Colin for joining me as usual. He's literally playing batter up on his phone. I think that one's Keibert Ruiz. And I'll see you guys on Wednesday, and then I'll see you guys on Friday with Luke. Colin will be back next week. Hopefully Nathan will be back next week, and we'll catch you guys later. Enjoy the week. Peace.